Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. So before the break, we were talking about the importance of ensuring the family's financial needs are met whilst divorce proceedings are ongoing. So is interim maintenance, is it always appropriate?
No, so interim spells of maintenance is not appropriate in every case. The receiving party must be able to reference a need for financial assistance, and the paying party must have the ability to pay, obviously. So whether you have to pay or are entitled to receive interim spells of maintenance will depend on the circumstances of your individual case. Relevant factors are likely to include things such as whether you have children under 18, the financial needs, assets and ability to earn an income of both you and your spouse, the standard of living you had before the marriage broke down, how old you are and how long you've been married, and also any special needs you may have, such as health issues and things like that. So at Harrogate Family Law, we are able to advise you as to whether interim spousal maintenance is appropriate in your case. And we can also advise you about whether there should be ongoing spousal maintenance as part of an overall financial settlement.
Okay, so if that is appropriate, why is it so important to get the figure right?
So a rushed agreement will be really difficult to revise upwards when the final settlement is being negotiated, because you see there will already have been that precedent in place, giving the departing spouse a perfect opportunity to say that the family has managed perfectly well on a lesser figure. So all of the solicitors at Harrogate Family Law are experienced in completing these schedules of monthly outgoings and will work with you to calculate a really comprehensive but realistic estimate.
Brilliant. So if somebody's taking legal advice and interim spousal maintenance is appropriate in their case, you've calculated a monthly amount of maintenance that you would need. What is the next step?
Yeah. So usually with some very careful negotiation, an agreement can be reached providing for maintenance pending suit, which is an order for payments to be made whilst the divorce is in progress. If there is any disagreement about the amounts being claimed, your solicitor will negotiate until an agreement can be reached. If details of the order can't be agreed amicably, it will be necessary to apply through the courts. However, this is really quite rarely required. Once we start looking at parties' respective incomes and financial needs, it can become clear that one spouse needs ongoing financial support from their other half after the divorce. Deciding how much maintenance is paid and for how long is a very complex procedure and process and does really require special legal input. So that's usually why it's really good to have a solicitor involved to assist you with determining whether that's appropriate for you.
Brilliant. So coming up in the next part, we're going to have a look at what happens when a child is involved and looking at the child maintenance as well. That's on the way next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.